You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.
Welcome to Idaho Transportation Department's 511 travel information. For help with this system, press #, or say help at any time. On ID-21, between Roby Creek Road, 13 miles north of the Boise area, and King Road, Idaho City, expect dry pavements, cloudy skies. Look out for large animals on the roadway. There is danger of a rock fall.
Well, whether you're planning a road trip across the state or maybe just a quick drive to McCall or to the Magic Valley, a lot of drivers need information on road conditions before they head out, just like those road conditions you just heard. Well, guess what? There is now an app for that, and it is called 511 after the FCC-designated National Traveler Information phone number. Idaho, along with 23 other states, provide this 511 service, which gives access to travel conditions 24/7. Here in Idaho, 511 is managed by the State Department of Transportation. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Adam Rush. He is the Public Involvement Coordinator for the Idaho Department of Transportation. Welcome to the program, Adam.
Thank you, Gemma.
So first off, how can listeners access 511?
Yeah, it's a very simple, easy-to-use, straightforward platform. Mm-hmm. You can call 511 from your landline, 511 from your smartphone, or 511 if you have an older version cell phone. You can also visit the platform on the web at 511.idaho.gov. And the whole intent behind it is to give drivers, wherever they're driving in Idaho, current, up-to-date, accurate driving conditions on our state, U.S. and interstate highway routes.
And so what kind of information does it provide? I mean, we just heard on the piece that we played, I mean, it even says, like, watch out for large animals.
Yeah, it provides a variety of information. You know, right now we're kind of in the winter season here in Idaho. You have drifting, blowing snow, strong winds on some highway routes, icy conditions. But the platform works and is active year-round. So, you know, in another couple months, we'll be going into our construction season. We'll have construction going on a variety of our highway routes. Our 511 platform also offers up-to-date conditions on construction activity. You know, watch for flagging staff, watch for pilot vehicles in an active construction zone. And we really encourage people to download the app to their phone. It's available on the Android platform as well as for iPhones. Because here in Idaho, when I was born and raised here, you have a variety of driving conditions, a variety of weather, and a variety of terrain. I've driven from Boise up Idaho 55, and then connected with US 95 to drive to Lewiston or Moscow. And if you drive some of these highway routes in January, for example, you can run into warm conditions and rain. And then you drive the same highway routes 3 weeks later, or a day later, or 2 weeks later, and you can get strong winds, snow coming down.
Right. Yeah.
And so on Idaho 21, for example, north of Idaho City, it's not uncommon for us to close 21 because of the avalanche conditions. Mm-hmm. So our 511 app and the 511 webpage is really designed to help people get accurate, up-to-date, current driving conditions on the highways.
And so the app is really the new part of this. And so people can download it on their phones.
That's
and then
correct.
Same thing. It's that 24/7 information just in that app form, how we all live our lives now.
Exactly, yeah. And Jim, Tony Ernest is our program manager for the 511 app, the 511 webpage. He works for the Idaho Transportation Department, and Tony is always looking for new features to add, new ways to improve the app as well as the standard web page. One of the newer features we have is personalize your 511. You can program in three of your phone numbers, and then once you call into the 511, it recognizes whichever number you're calling from and allows you to check the highway routes. For example, you're leaving your house in the morning and you call from your home landline. So that you've programmed in that number, our 511 platform recognizes the number and then gives you a menu of the highway routes that you're interested in. And then you're leaving work at the end of the day at 4:30, 5 o'clock, maybe 5:30. You call in from your landline at work, and then it recognizes that phone number and the highway routes that you have, and as well as a cell phone as well. So you have three numbers. Another recent feature we have is, in addition to current driving conditions and some weather conditions, we have the weather forecast. and we've partnered with the Weather Service in Pocatello to capture the weather data and the forecast data along our highway routes. And you can, from the app or from the web page, click on the highway that you're interested in, mm-hmm. and it will, at the bottom, you know, click on a section of Idaho 55, for example. If I'm driving on 55 between Boise and I'm going to Cascade, I can click on sections of that highway map of 55, the route, and see what the weather will be like in that area. Yeah, is anticipated to be like.
So I know we're talking about like the state highways or interstates, but does 511 cover any local streets? Because some of our streets are fairly large fairways, even though they're city streets.
Correct. Yeah, and here in the Treasure Valley in the Boise metro area, for example, 511 covers Broadway, mm-hmm. because Broadway is a state highway. The connector, inbound and outbound, and that connector includes Front and Myrtle Streets. And we have a partnership with the Ada County Highway District here in Ada County, and then with some of the highway districts in Canyon County to offer some of the driving conditions as well.
So some of those more trafficked
exactly.
streets, even though they're within city limits.
Yeah, some of the more urban areas. Mm-hmm. And outside of the urban areas, it's exclusively the state, U.S., and interstate highway routes. For example, State Street is part of the Ada County Highway District mm-hmm. system. But as you drive west of Glenwood, it turns into Idaho 44, and that becomes our state highway route.
I'm speaking with Adam Rush. He's the Public Involvement Coordinator for the Idaho Department of Transportation, and we're talking about 511 and the 511 app. So one thing, too, to note is that you partner with a lot of different agencies to make sure that the information is up-to-date and accurate.
That's correct, yeah. One of those agencies is, the National Weather Service in Pocatello. They've partnered with us to provide the weather forecast, a relatively new feature. Mm-hmm. We have, when there's an event on one of our state highways, that's channeled up to the State Communications Center, and they help us update 511 because we have certain highway routes that are in more rural areas. And so we rely on, people getting in touch with us. We also have our maintenance staff mm-hmm. that are familiar with our more rural highway routes. They're familiar with what the conditions are going to be like during the winter months, and they help us get information, to the people who can update 511.
So when you say that this is, they can get this information 24/7, is it really updated? Because, I remember back in the day, you'd call these numbers to get highway conditions. And then you'd be like, when was this updated last?
Yeah, it is updated, and I'm glad you asked about that. Because if there's not a new or current event, the 511 system kind of reflects the most recent event.
Okay.
And that gives people a good idea. For example, Idaho 21, it's not uncommon for it to close and reopen mm-hmm. based on the avalanche conditions. And it's worth mentioning that safety is one of the transportation department's number one priorities. So if we think there's a risk of an avalanche, we'll close Idaho 21. But people being able to go to the 511 app or the 511 webpage and see what the recent events are, helps create a context for what kinds of driving conditions, what kinds of weather conditions they're likely to run into if they drive a highway route routinely or weekly, or if they're driving on Idaho 21 for a weekend destination. They like to ski. They like to snowshoe. They're going to some hot springs in more mm-hmm. rural locations. Having those recent events on there helps people be aware and really understand what the overall weather pattern, what the overall driving conditions are going to be like.
We get a lot of people moving into Idaho and the Treasure Valley in particular. We keep making all these lists for the best places to live and all of that. How does this help people who may be new to the area? And what I mean by that is not that you need to, know that a city street is clear or something like that. But as you said, we have a lot of rural highways, and even parts of Highway 55 that takes you up to McCall, there are parts of it that, you're fairly remote.
Yeah, yeah. The 511 platform and the app, the webpage, we encourage people to to use those, get in the habit of using them during the winter months as well as the summer months. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've driven, I hold public meetings throughout the state. I'll drive eastbound on I-84 to Twin Falls, to Pocatello, to American Falls. And there'll be times when I-84 is clear. And there'll be other times where you'll get strong winds blowing across I-84 and you'll get drifting, blowing snow. You might get reduced visibility if the winds are strong enough. And so for folks who are new to Idaho as well as new to the Treasure Valley, it's a good platform, a good app, and a good web page to use because, you know, from week to week, you may encounter a variety of driving conditions and you may encounter a variety of weather conditions. I-84, you know, so far has been clear, but, you know, two winters ago, we had a very challenging winter here in the valley. And,
right.
And I was born and raised here, and a lot of the winters are mild. And, you know, for people who are new and moving into the valley or maybe other parts of Idaho, they may assume a winter is going to be mild, and what they've experienced for 3 years is what they're going to experience for the next 3 years. And that may be the case. It may not be
the case.
And
we all know that, who've been here a long time, that could change.
Yeah.
And really quickly, do our neighboring states have a similar 511 system?
They do.
Because since we're so close to border states,
right.
A lot of us travel, you know, outside of the state.
Yeah, our neighboring states have them. You know, Montana has it. Oregon has it, Washington has it. So if you are, you know, if you're driving on I-84 and you're westbound driving toward Oregon, they have a very similar platform too. And we work hard to customize our platform and for it to reflect kind of what drivers in Idaho are going to expect. But neighboring states have that as well.
So really quickly, you can download the app. Do you just put 511 in your search?
Yep, put 511 in your search. Again, it's available on the Android platform as well as the iPhone. I downloaded it to my Apple iPhone. It was very easy to do. I just go to the app. I went to the app icon on my iPhone and you know, typed in 511, and there were a variety of other states' 511 platform as well as the Idaho Transportation Department 511 app.
And like you said too, there's a website for it in case you don't want to have the app or don't have access to an app. Or you can call, still,
exactly.
Correct?
Yeah, you call 511 from your landline, 511 from your cell phone. If you want to check a highway route at the end of the day, go to 511.idaho.gov. And you can also personalize a 511 account for you and program in your three phone numbers. And at the end of the day, you know, call, check the highway routes that you've connected with that phone number, and it will give you an update on those routes.
I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this. My guest today has been Adam Rush with the Idaho Department of Transportation, talking about the 511 traffic information, but also the 511 app that is available now. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me on your show.